You're listening to SBS News. In 2017, then Water Minister Barnaby Joyce approved a deal which saw the Department of Agriculture and Water Resources buy water from Eastern Australia Agriculture, a company co-founded by the current Energy Minister Angus Taylor. The company is controlled by Eastern Australia Irrigation, which is based in the Cayman Islands, a well-known tax haven. Angus Taylor served as a director of the company in 2008 and 2009, but severed his ties before entering the parliament in 2013. He's put out a statement saying he did not have an interest in Eastern Australia Agriculture, did not receive a benefit from the sale, and did not take part in the negotiations over the water sale. In a heated interview with the ABC, Barnaby Joyce says no government MP ever profited from the buyback.
I'm 100% certain, 100%, rarely in your political life are you like that, I'm 100% certain that I have done absolutely nothing but my job and have nothing absolutely at all to hide.
Mr. Joyce made repeated mentions of the Labor Party's role in facilitating the buyback. In November 2015, Queensland's Labor Minister for State Development, Natural Resources and Mines, Anthony Lynham, urged the federal government to buy the water from Eastern Australia Agriculture. Federal Labor is calling for the Department of Agriculture and Water Resources to release all the documents associated with the deal without redactions. Barnaby Joyce told the ABC he doesn't care if those documents are released because he says he has nothing to hide. He's also emphasised that the Labor Party also once bought water from Eastern Australia Agriculture.
I don't care if they are. I have absolutely nothing to hide. I know that this is an absolute load of horse poo because we did nothing but our job. And if the Labor Party are so uncertain about their tax policy that they're going to dig up this, well, the first person who needs to answer questions is Ms. Wong and then Mr. Burke because they did it first.
In defending the deal, the Coalition also points out that in 2008, the Labor Party spent more than $300 million on water buybacks. But Labor says the key difference is that its buybacks were conducted through a competitive tender process. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the 2017 buyback was conducted at arm's length from any ministers. He's also told the ABC donations made by Eastern Australia Agriculture to the Liberal Party before the 2013 election played no role in the water deal. EAA donated $20,000 in 2012 and $35,000 in 2013 to the New South Wales branch of the Liberal Party.
Well, it's a fully disclosable donation. I mean, donations are disclosable in Australia. I mean, there's no evidence to suggest that played any role in this arrangement. Are you suggesting that?
Do you see the impression it causes?
No, I'm simply saying that I would think that the department that negotiated this at arm's length, remember this was initiated by the Queensland government, this entire
buyback. Yes, we've heard that several times, Prime Minister.
So I don't see how that would have played any role, and I don't think there's any suggestion by any serious suggestion here that that would have played any role. I don't see how it would.
Opposition Leader Bill Shorten says some form of judicial inquiry where people are compelled to give evidence is necessary.
I believe that unless the department provides all of the paperwork, not with the big black text and marking out all the interesting details, but the fed income paperwork, without the redactions, without the secret squirrel business, which this government loves, it should be a judicial inquiry where you've got the power to compel witnesses and you've got the power to get to the bottom, not some sort of administrative review, which you want to have when you actually don't want to have a review, but you just seem to have a review.
Tony Windsor held the seat of New England up until the 2013 election when he lost it to Barnaby Joyce. Mr. Windsor also supports an inquiry and told SBS News Australians want to have confidence that money being spent on the river system is being spent appropriately.
The community wants to know that it's being spent well, and I don't think anything Barnaby Joyce said last night would give anybody any confidence that he actually knew what was going on at the time. So it's not being spent well in that context, because it's not convincing people that it's all above board. So effectively, I think, in whether it be after the election and the change of government occurs, we may well have some sort of commission of inquiry.
Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says he's written to the Auditor-General asking for a review of all water buybacks since 2008. He says he has confidence in the Auditor-General and sees no need for a royal commission. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.